Milwaukee community leaders are calling on Governor Walker to close the Lincoln Hills School for Boys and the Copper Lake School for Girls in northern Wisconsin. The state-run juvenile prisons have been plagued by accusations of abuse from both inmates and guards. Many inmates are from Milwaukee. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, it's unclear whether Governor Walker will comply with the request.
About 24 community leaders gathered Thursday at Project Excel, a youth services center on Milwaukee's north side, to talk about the ongoing problems at Lincoln Hills. Jeffrey Roman is co-founder of Youth Justice Milwaukee. He says his organization has been calling for the closure of the juvenile facilities for months.
Every news story out of Lincoln Hills and Copper Lakes makes it clear that these facilities are broken and they can't be fixed. What is happening there is state-sponsored child abuse.
Roman called on the state to move the Milwaukee inmates back to the city and place them in smaller, community-based treatment facilities. He believes state and local officials could find spaces closer to home to place prisoners who need high-security settings. Stories of abuse and neglect of inmates first surfaced in 2015 after state and federal agents raided Lincoln Hills. The two prisons have been under federal investigation for 3 years. One person previously incarcerated at Copper Lake School for Girls near Lincoln Hills is Claranda.
At Copper Lake, I didn't feel like the staff wanted to help me. They only wanted to punish me. At one point, they put me in solitary confinement for weeks, once for a month. When you're in solitary confinement, you're alone for 23 hours of the day. And I felt like I'd been left behind and forgotten. I struggled to go on, and I felt like I was losing my mind.
Claranda says while both prisons are referred to as schools, the learning environment is poor. State Senator Lena Taylor of Milwaukee says conditions have gotten worse, and now there are reports of inmates assaulting guards. She says she fears things will escalate to tragedy.
Correctional officers have now also been harmed. What are we waiting on? Does someone have to die?
Taylor says what bothers her are Governor Walker's recent remarks that he doesn't plan on visiting the troubled facilities before the end of next year, when his second term draws to a close. Walker says he trusts the Department of Corrections will make necessary changes.
We have the full expectation that the qualified and dedicated public servants who work in the Department of Corrections will continue to act to ensure the safety of not only their fellow staff, but of the offenders and all others who are there.
Walker is at the Republican Governors Association annual meeting this week, and a spokesman declined to comment on whether he will close the two juvenile prisons. Community leaders at Thursday's event also called on Milwaukee County officials to stop the flow of inmates to the facilities. County Executive Chris Abley says the number of prisoners sentenced to Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake has dropped from 125 to 55 in the past year. He says the county will open a 24-bed non-secure residential treatment facility for juveniles next spring as an alternative to sending young people to Lincoln Hills. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.